You're listening to WBHM. I'm Rachel Lindley. It's been a week since UAB announced the end of its football, bowling, and rifle teams. Today, at a meeting of the Faculty Senate, at least two-thirds of that body approved drafting two resolutions. The first, a declaration supporting the university's athletic programs and a transparent financial reassessment of those programs. The second, a resolution of no confidence in UAB President Ray Watts. The plan is to write both resolutions, get input from the faculty at large, and then have the Faculty Senate vote in a special meeting called in January. WBHM's education reporter Dan Carson was at today's meeting, and he's here with me now to break it down. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Rachel.
So there was some passion at the Faculty Senate meeting this morning.
Yeah, there definitely was. I mean, it was early, and of course it's a more deliberative body than what we've seen in the streets lately. But even so, they had to move the venue to a larger auditorium, and it was obvious the end of those teams and the process behind it has really fired people up. And based on what most of the speakers said, it's come as a major disappointment and a major surprise, too, which is actually one of the criticisms made today. They don't allow recordings at the Faculty Senate meetings, but afterwards, someone who arguably should have been a key player in the decisions said he was kept in the dark. Frank Messina is UAB's faculty athletics representative to the NCAA, and he's an accounting and finance professor. He says he reached out to the administration once rumors started swirling and offered to help, but they didn't take him up on it.
I was not allowed to perform my duties and represent the faculty on this campus in the decision of such a very important athletic matter.
And he wasn't the only one upset by the lack of input or the lack of shared governance, as Senate Chairman Chad Epps put it later.
You mentioned disappointment. Obviously, people love football, especially here in Alabama. But what were they worried about beyond that?
Well, there were two main concerns. The first is that the loss of the football team diminishes the city as a whole and diminishes UAB in particular. Alumnus Carl Robinson spoke at the meeting, and I caught up with him afterwards, too.
A student given the opportunity to go to another school, they're going to pick the school where they can get the full college experience. They're not going to pick the school where there's no band. They're not going to pick the school where there's no homecoming week, no football games to go to on Saturday. They're going to pick an Alabama or Auburn or Alabama State or Alabama A&M or Tuskegee. They're going to pick a school where you can get a full experience. And it makes us a lesser university, which makes us a lesser city. The process of it all, the way it was done in secrecy, closed doors, hush-hush, just seems like good old boy politics, you know. That's the main thing it stinks of. And nationwide, it really hurts the UAB brand. Around the nation, everybody can see we got a raw deal. They can see the politics of it. They can smell the funk in it, you know. And some of the faculty members that don't really care about football that much, they still hated the process of it.
You know, that's a key takeaway, and it gets us back to the point about process. Many faculty members, students, and alumni who don't necessarily care about football said today that the process that got us here was really a bad one. They used words like secretive, dictatorial, even unforgivable. And by the way, that's one reason the Faculty Senate didn't want to vote today. They want to give people time to communicate and learn, which they say contrasts with the administration's recent approach.
And of course, this is significant because it's UAB faculty. Any sense right. of how the faculty will vote?
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to try to predict that at this point. But a couple people I interviewed pointed out that not one speaker today defended Ray Watts. You know, even the chance of a vote of no confidence in a university president is pretty serious. I mean, people sometimes, right or wrong, brush off young people when they're all riled up. But when the university faculty get together to even consider something like this, it's another sign that it's real. And Chairman Epps told reporters after the meeting that there were other issues, some benefits changes, changes to the Honors College, that the administration handled in a way that some faculty didn't like. You know, clearly this issue is not going away anytime soon.
Certainly not. Well, Dan, thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you.
That was WBHM's education reporter Dan Carson talking about today's meeting of the UAB Faculty Senate and the controversy around ending the university's football, bowling, and rifle teams. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.